No fucking excuse. Get to watching it, you cockwagon.
No, Jerry.
That big dumb fucking moose knuckle. Jesus Christ.
That guy was so fucking dumb. Just so delightfully dumb.
Yeah.
Convinced him that he got a concussion from a marshmallow.
Yeah, didn't we? Oh, yeah, you convinced fucking Mimo that he fucking raped a Filipino boy.
Oh, that's... No, I didn't convince... Okay, I didn't convince him that shit. It's just... Oh, no, I don't want to do that to Mimo because I love him so much. No. No, I think he had, like, made a joke about it, and then we just kept joking about it so much that he just decided to take the joke on to himself instead of making it something negative. He just, like, I'm going to just roll with the joke rather than... it being like legend being completely dumb and going, oh fuck. I think Mimo just took a joke that we had decided to go with. Because I think he was making a joke about Fox and about Fox's kids. And then.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think it turned into something because Fox's wife is Filipino.
Yeah, I didn't know that the joke originated with somebody's kids. I would have backed off it immediately if that was the case.
I think it may have been or something close to that shit, or he had made a comment about like a Filipino boy. I don't, maybe it wasn't necessarily about Fox's kids, but yeah. It could have been like he had made a joke about a Filipino boy, and then somebody just went, wait, you did what to a Filipino boy? And he just kind of was like, yeah, being Mimo, and then it just kind of went from there.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think it was anything about convincing him, like legend, where it was we convinced him that something happened. But like that poor bastard, he got roofied, and then we made the joke that he roofied himself to try to get laid, which he ended up just drinking one of his friend's drinks that got roofied by some assholes. Stuff like that when it comes to Nemo.
Yeah, all right.
Not necessarily. Oh, wow, it's 11 o'clock. I should be sleeping. I'm going to be exhausted tomorrow. But yeah. When it comes to Mimo, that crazy shit. Oh, one of my favorite Mimo stories. We're going to tell stories like that. He said he got so drunk that while his sister was staying over at his place for whatever reason, he had peed in her suitcase and then complained that it wouldn't flush. So,
oh, God.
Yeah, when that man, when you talk about drinking, that guy drinks.
Yeah, that's true.
As he says it, it's when the spankings comes out.
It's, yeah, when he drinks, he fucking, yeah, that's.
We all have like that internal, you know, limitation on what we can and what we don't make fun of. These are some things that are just not, we do not talk about these things. We do not make fun of these things.
Yeah, I personally don't cross the line when it comes to kids or spouses. That's my line.
Family is kind of off topic, right?
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I don't like doing that. Mimo, on the other hand, there is no topic that is not as sacred. He just fucking goes for it.
Yeah, he's that friend at the bar you don't want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love you, Mimo.
I really do. I really do love the guy. And, like, maybe I do want him as a friend at the bar, and then maybe I don't as friend at the bar, because he can pretty well handle his own. It's just he's the one starting it, though.
I was going to say, that might just be okay to let that little wind-up toy go and do its own thing on that side of the bar, but I ain't going to get involved in that shit. That's how you wind up becoming a victim of a hate crime.
Yeah. Yep. I think he's actually the one that the first... heard him say Niggly Bear. He was the one who came up with Niggly Bear.
Yes, he is.
Which I thought was delightful because he'd call his now brother-in-law Niggly Bear. I don't think he ever called him to his face, but he'd always mention him as the Niggly Bear. Yes, I know. He's like, he's just a big cuddly Niggly Bear.
Yeah. That's
and then he's the one who taught me Monica, which I still love. Because just say it slow. It's my nigga. My nigga. Yeah. I was like, oh, so he'd jump in the party and go, what's up, Monica? I was like, what's nothing wrong, Monica? Oh, yeah, that's stuff that makes me laugh.
Oh, fucking Mimo.
Drunk Mimos.
I actually forgot about Niggly Bear. That's fantastic.
Yeah, right? Niggly Bears. Hug them and squeeze them and you give them chicken. Anyways.
Yeah, he fucking went on and on about that. Wasn't there another, at one point, I realize it's kind of like unicorns, but wasn't there another black individual that was a part of our party at one point in time that just kind of like, the fuck?
When he said Niggly Bear?
Yeah.
I know the other, well, some of the other black people in the group was OG, and he was that old, the old British black man. And he's the one that was telling the story, and I remember I got Bill really good, because he mentioned that, like, telling some weird conspiracy theory about, like, random shit, and I convinced him that, you know, that Bill Clinton had killed David Duchovny, because David was hitting on Hillary.
Yeah.
And fucking Bill lost his shit, and fucking OG's like, yeah, man, fucking Dave Duchovny. He did. He's been dead for years. Fucking Bill Clinton got his ass.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so, because OG was, he had him in like 60-something, but this like old-ass black man, 60-something, just mumbling about random-ass shit.
No, this wasn't an older guy. This was a younger guy.
Fuck, I don't remember. We didn't have a lot of black people that hang around with us because, you know, there was a lot of white people that were running around with virtual-ass N-word cards.
So, I keep wanting to say fucking ghostly.
I think he was mixed or something. I don't know what the fuck ghostly was besides the pedophile. I just always considered him a pedophile. So,
yeah.
Maybe he was.
I guess I just always assumed that he was black because he always threw fucking Ebonics on everything he started and ended to say.
Well, he's also from the South, so.
A midget pussy. It sounded like he was trying to say black pimp.
No, you're thinking of Joker.
That was Joker?
That was Joker with the midget pussy.
Okay. And then it was Joker.
And out Tennessee. And Mimo had done that whole bit with the Niggly Bear well after Joker was gone, so.
No, I'm pretty sure he was there.
I don't think so.
I've personally seen that character since then because I've heard the phrase midget pussy on several occasions being back in the party periodically. I'd get random joins. Payne was in there. Fuck.
Well, he was around with Joker, yes, but he wasn't saying Niggly Bear then, though.
I don't know.
Niggly Bear is relatively recent.
I would say within the last 3 years, probably.
Yeah, but yeah, in the last 3 years. But when was the split? 2009.
Yeah, that's true.
So, 2009, 2010. So
I just remember a black man with a very Cat Williams black pimp Ebonic slang was very bewildered and confused that Niggly Bear or nigga was ever being spoken by a bunch of white boys. And
that may have been something that was recent, but not a name that I, not someone I can just roll off the top of my head because, you know, I'll run around. Well, I still imagine that a bunch of like Bills and all of them will still say it randomly if they could.
Yeah, that's true.
So, because I know Ego would say that shit all the time.
Yeah.
But speaking of weird mind control shit, and this is not necessarily just mind control or anything, it's just happenstance. Since you're around somebody for so long, you end up picking up cues and habits and shit. So
yeah, like me at wrestling events.
Yeah, exactly. So what happened is since that man smoked so much fucking pot all the fucking time, he would cough constantly.
Yeah.
So every so often when he would cough, I would cough. And it drove me crazy. Because he just, so then I'd be like, but why the fuck am I coughing? I shouldn't be coughing, but it's just something that I hear, I don't know, six times an hour. So like now I'm coughing and shit, but it's like,
Like, yeah, both like, fucking him and Empty were horrible about that.
Fuck, dude, you're driving me crazy.
Both he and Empty were fucking bad about that.
And now when I think of Ego, I think of one of the worst things that we've done on Xbox Live, but still one of the things that I damn near peed my pants in that moment.
That motherfucker laughing. Brought all that shit on himself.
Count him dead. But man, he was... I laughed so hard because you could tell how bad you crushed or re-crushed his happiness.
Oh, I crushed it.
Yeah, yeah, you did. That was
I put that shit in the garbage disposal, pulled it out, put it in a blender, and hit frappe.
Yeah, it was... Oh, man.
So, to tell the story of this, this was at the tail end of Destiny 1, and the whole group of Destiny had pretty much had a falling out. He was stunningly full of his own penis. And Ego coined the name.
Giggity.
And he had left the group because they had all basically told him off because they were all tired of hearing his shit. Tired of fucking dealing with him. How he would always badger and belittle everybody else because they just couldn't do it, right? But he never could fucking do it either. And we happened to be talking about him one night and, you know, I don't take the shits. I just disturb them. I was the party leader of this particular chat.
It was and just I said, you and me.
No, yeah, it wasn't. Really?
Yeah, it was just you and me.
Grim was there.
It was the middle of the day. Oh, maybe Grim was there, but it was just like the three of us. But I barely remember Grim there because Grim is super quiet almost all the time, no matter what.
No, Grim was there. Bill was there. You were there.
Bill wasn't there. It was right after that. No, it was after that.
I remember
we went in, we told him later, like an hour or two later.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so we're sitting there and fucking I send out the invite. I know Grim was there for a fact. You were there. I want to say one or two other people were there. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I just remember like the three of us, if anything. I remember because it was empty. It was just completely void. It was just like, hey, we just got online. Hey, you know what? Ego's online. Let me invite him to the party. I'm like, don't do that shit.
Yeah, I was like, hey, guys, look, Ego's online. You're like, oh, fuck, no, don't invite him to the party. Too bad, invite's out. Like, he pops in the room fucking 10 seconds later. Hey, guys, what's going on? Bye, nigga, click. Delete.
Oh, kicked. Man, just...
Click.
Yeah. God, because he was so happy. I had not heard someone so happy to be, like...
Invited.
Oh, my God, hi, guys. How are you? Bye, nigga.
Yeah, it was like a...
I said that one loud.
Yeah. Yeah, you threw some bass on that one.
That's how you said it too.
Fucking, but yeah, it was like fucking someone on the Make-A-Wish just got their dream.
Spider-Man had just showed up to the hospital and then
yeah,
like, peace out, everybody gets one.
Yeah.
Fuck the kid's mom in front of him and just fucking bounced.
Just walked in with his fucking Toys R Us web shooter and spurted him in the fucking eye and left.
Yeah, everybody gets one, bitch. Bye.
Oh, just, hey guys, click.
Done. And I could not.
I fucking
stop
yelled
laughing.
That shit too. Yeah. I yelled it.
I could not stop laughing.
Yeah.
Just,
you about pissed. You. Grim was mad. Grim, like at that point, was still kind of like friends with him, periodically playing, like someone to play with, and other people weren't. And Grim was like, God fucking damn it, Cyber. Son of a... He was, like, disappointed, doing that dad shit.
I remember he did dad you a little bit, because, you know...
Yeah, God damn it, Cyber.
Because you were... I think, especially at that point, you were picking on somebody who's already been dad... You kicked him square in the dick and in the face while he was already down in the mud. You know, he'd already been shit on enough, and you just came by and went, hey, look at that, he's down.
I fucking Jackie Chan and Chris Tuckered his ass all in one shot.
Like you were like,
you got knocked the fuck out.
Like you reached out a hand to be nice, and he thought for like a half a second this person, this angelic being, bald headed chicken fucker, was being nice, and then you just went fucking curb stomped his hand.
Yeah. Nope. Nah, straight up fucking American History X that ass.
Yep. And I laughed. And I laughed so fucking. I think I may have peed on that one just a little bit.
He, like, I already had built up resentment against him because I would be in the party listening to you guys play Destiny, and I would be nice and be, you know, because I knew you're all fucking super stressed, trying to get the fucking dungeons and shit done, and I would be sitting there quiet as a fucking mouse just to not disturb you guys, but to still be a part of the conversation. And everyone would be so fucking stressed. Like, y'all were trying to figure out a fucking Rubik's cubes of chopsticks. He'd be, come on, guys, this fucking Professor fucking Broman says we can do it if y'all just get me the sword. And he all shoot a rocket at the count of 15, followed by intervals of 22 and 36. Yes. I could fucking get up there and just a wham bam, thank you, man. We'll fucking be done with this. Meanwhile, 4 hours later, it just.
Dude, we did that shit because it reset once every week, like every Tuesday or whatever it reset. But we'd sit there, do most of the goddamn dungeon or whatever the fuck it was. Do all of it in the first night and then get to the boss, and then we'd be at the boss every single night until the reset. Every single fucking night, 6 hours at least, in the same fucking room.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're going to get it done tonight. And that happened for months. Months.
You know how long it took me to complete my first Crota raid?
Oh, yeah. Because we also had, Bill would show up and go, oh, yeah, do it twice. You're like, we'd have to reset one time. Be like, oh, is this how easy this is supposed to go? Oh my god. Or like, if somebody else took the sword duty or whatever, we'd get close to it and be like, oh, well, no, he didn't do it, so it's my turn again. I gotta go do it. And it'd be the same shit. Oh, the party is glitching us out, or oh, you know, I mistimed it, or I didn't get my jump, or it's like, oh my god.
But meanwhile, the whole time I'm sitting there quietly listening to you guys, just listening to him belittle everybody else and hearing excuse after asshole excuse. It was like he was lying to the fucking human resources about a fucking job application. Like, I applied down there. They just didn't call me back for some fucking reason, mate, because I was itching my nuts covered in chili stains. It just and chili strikes again.
Chili strikes again.
God,
it was some of the most frustrating shit.
Every time, he was the reason, the main perpetrating reason why I never picked up that game, was just because listening to everybody's fucking frustrations. I was like, I do not want to be a part of that world. In fact, I don't even want to be a part of this party. I'll catch y'all motherfuckers later. My niggas, I'd leave.
Yeah, right?
I didn't want to
be like, oh, we got to kill the party chat. And it's not like anything got any better. It'd be the same shit.
Yep.
It drives fucking crazy. And then we met Bill, and things got easier because they were better, more competent players doing certain of these things. It was like, cool.
I just want to point out, not that it's a handicap towards him, but Snyder, who got in a debilitating fucking accident, almost had his head taken off, only uses one arm and a special controller to play, still played better than that old weed smoking full of shit motherfucker.
Yep. infinitely better. And the only issue that he had playing was jumping puzzles.
Yeah.
Because of the way his controller was. Other than that, he could play better than almost most of us.
Yeah, he was fucking hilarious. And he was never really stressed unless we started talking about his sister, which was usually me.
Or me.
Or you. I take that back. Apparently you listened to me one too many times and you went after somebody's sister after.
Well, no. I did not go after anything. I just happened to impress somebody. But
impress somebody.
Because I was
you're
bit,
talking
was
about nice making guy someone across the country dripping wet? Yes,
I was so
yes
pissed
you're right.
Because I heard her say shut the fuck up. But she got I heard her say some shit, and I was like, excuse, who the fuck, who's going to do it? I have to shut up. I was on one. And
I know you were. You fucking went off the big dick deep end.
Nope. Went off the big dick deep end. That sounds like a really weird porn.
You just walked out to the end of that board, went dong, dong, dong. Wee! Yeah. No carrot necessary. Need not apply.
Yeah. Wow. We're going to go that far.
I'm pretty sure I realized that was post your current situation or pre your current situation and all that shit. But I'm pretty sure if you'd have pursued that, you would have been there. Whether or not that would have fucking done anything for you in the fucking long term, I have no idea. But
Who knows? But, you know, it is what it is.
Yep.
I ain't gonna worry about it. Not really thinking about it.
I don't even know what she's up to. I see her online periodically. She does fucking Twitch streams and shit, and I stop in and say hi, but that's about it.
Yeah, I think that's. I think she plays.
I always pop into her fucking live stream feeds, and I tell her to go get her brother and tell him to get the vacuum off his dick. She fucking cackles and laughs and fucking yells at him. Snyder! Cyber says to get the vacuum off your dick.
Logan! Logan, get your vacuum off your
dick. Fuck.
Oh, you know what? The next time you get online, you see Logan. You need to
I do.
Fuck with him.
I do.
For me. That'd be great. Oh.
I talked to him last maybe a month or so ago. I don't ever get on Xbox. They're always awake. For one night, they're actually fucking asleep, and I'm on the phone talking to you for 5 hours. You're the one that had to take a walk and make fucky decisions. Yes.
Yes, I'd like to.
I'm from Russia.
Anyways. Oh, that's a possum staring at me right now. No, yeah, no. Like, it's on top of a wall.
Hiss at it. Hiss at it.
There it is, just looking at me, breathing. No. Yeah, nope. Nope. I'm just going to keep eye contact with it. It was just weird because I'm standing here where I have good service, kind of. Hello? Jerry? Did I lose you to the possum? Well, what is that? What the fuck was that?
Me trying to make a weird ass noise to weird you out in the middle of the night with a possum staring at you.
Oh, well. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck was that? No, because I thought I lost service. I have full bars all of a sudden. I'm like, oh, cool. I still have service. Yeah. And then you're not there. Did I lose you? Do I need to walk backwards a few feet? Do I need to move forward? And the possum's still standing there. Okay, cool.
Mission successful.
What are you doing to me?
Fuck.
Because I'm not walking into my apartment complex yet because we're not necessarily done, even though we should be done because it's almost fucking midnight.
Aww.
5 hours. Oh, I know. I don't want to go to work.
You got a new job. Fuck it.
I don't.
Oh, in December? You got to wait that long? I guess I missed that part of the first conversation.
Yeah. December 2nd.
Right on, man. Yeah, I can't wait to tell that story. That makes sense now. Now I remember why we're not doing that now. Got it.
Thanks.
So I call him up.
Thank you. No. I will go into lovely detail about that story from my perspective and from what you told me your perspective was. Because how utterly fucking frustrating that your perspective of the story was to me because of the players.
My
involved.
Perspective of the story was fucking hilarious.
Fucking goddamn Rochelle.
Yeah, fucking so I'd like to speak to Christian Ballard.
Nah, shut the fuck up. You're not goading me to tell that story. God. But it's fantastic. Eagles,
I can't wait.
Yeah. But yeah,
fuck that
guy.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
That was one guy that I actually wish would have kept coming back so I could just keep kicking him. just for the a little bit of redemption for everybody else involved. Just again, because of me being in the fucking party listening to that shit day after day, night after night, week after week, month after month. It just.
I think we all kind of got a redemption just from the single fact that he wasn't around anymore, you know. That we all did way better without him there. Like, the game for
I'm glad that I could be a part of that with my cherry on top of... Bye, Nico!
very posh.
Bye, Nico.
Bye, Nico.
Murphy, Conrad, we are leaving.
Yes.
Yes, the Eddie Bauer catalog is late again. Strap the closet door to my ass. We're leaving.
Yes. How dare you bring me Grey Poupon? You know I'm allergic. I'd like honey mustard, thank you. But I get Frenches or I get nothing at all.
Are you fucking J-Lo now?
sure. No, I don't want to be married to Ben.
Big booty hooderette.
That's just.
They're not married anymore.
Hey. Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but at any point. No, thanks. Nor do I want to be
dude, we think too much alike. I was just making the voice in my head.
Oh, Ben, we love you so much. We love my tacos.
I want the tacos. Yeah, I want the tacos
and burritos. Ben Affleck's
beard. My name is Jen Conrad.
Fucking South Park. I gotta go find that episode. Yeah. I think.
And the monkey, fish, frog.
That's what I'm gonna go look for. Frog. My other favorite episode was Mr. Slave versus Paris Hilton.
Oh. That's a good one. One of mine is the episode right after Isaac Hayes left because he got pissed off about the Scientology episode, so they made that Darth Vader shit. Oh my god.
Evil Chef.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking funny.
Adventure Island or Adventurers Club or some shit like that.
Yeah, it was like a big Disneyland episode. It was really fucking funny.
They stuffed that shit real far down Scientology's throat on.
Yeah, I love even during that episode before where they're like, "Yeah, this is real shit. We're not making fun of them. This is the real thing that's in Scientology."
And I was found.
We're not really going off.
I was found that so fucking hypocritical of that man because it was totally fine to poke fun at Jews, the Mormons, fucking Christianity.
Talk about having people suck on his big chocolate salty balls is fine, we're gonna give you back your career back, and then
all of it's a fucking problem over your fucking orange sweater vest, sneakers, spaceship riding ass, fucking religion. Okay.
Yeah, all the fucking crazy ass shit you said for that show through all the years, and it's a lot. That's the problem because they're making
to get Satan or fucking Satan out of fucking Kyle.
Yeah. All the shit that's done in that show, that's the problem you're going to have. They made fun of Scientology a little bit.
A little bit.
Just fucking ridiculous. The possum's still there. He's not looking at me anymore. But
I'm telling you, you got to fucking charge and hiss at him, man. Assert your dominance.
Yeah.
Assert your dominance.
Wonderfully. Yeah, so why are you foaming at the mouth there, Mr. Ballard? Because I listened to my bald-headed fucking friend.
What exactly did he tell you to do? He told me to assert my dominance on a possum. Well, that nigga taught it.
That's right. Like the Indian doctor. That nigga taught it. All those sounds like fucking Michael Clark Duncan.
I just can't get the fucking head bobble movement down right. Otherwise, it'd be totally fine. Oh my good, my friend. That nigga taught it.
He'd sound like a black man when that happened. Like, well, that nigga taught it. What's wrong with him? No, I need you to take three of these pills every day.
I think those people finally stopped calling me. I think I finally pissed all of them off. All the fucking scam calls that I was getting there for a while. About the fucking Social Security Administration and all that shit. Did I tell you about all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking. Oh, yeah, I did. It was like one of fucking. My Social Security number is 7. Man. And just shit like that.
It's 7.
I'm that old. I was fucking 7. Back in WW2, I was a seaman. Now I just splutted all over my wife's ass.
Back in my day, we had the big wheel. Was what we used to get around all the time. My Social Security number is 72.
Yeah, I constantly are fucking with those people.
Henry Ford's a Nazi. The new one
that they keep trying to do is they send out fucking emails, allegedly from Netflix, saying that my payment has been declined and didn't.
I'm getting those too. I'm getting one with my Apple ID as well. your Apple ID has been declined. Like, yeah. I don't even fucking
know. Oh, well, my Netflix ID has been declined on that email, is it? Oh, I haven't had a fucking Netflix account attached to that email since shit fucking 2008. I hope the payment's declined. I'm sure the card's fucking long since expired, so yeah, sure.
Yeah, good for it. Good for you. Good job. Good job source mining that fucking email out. Good job.
I'm always fucking talking to those people. Drives my wife absolutely nuts because I answer her phone too. Fucking unknown call pops up on there. Hello. Yes, we'd like to speak to Amy. This is her.
This is her.
We'd like to speak to Amy, please. This is her. You're not Amy. Yes, I am. Are you assuming my gender? Yes.
I'm an attack on the copy, you shit. Yeah.
I fire six Libyans.
Oh, that's still one of the greatest fucking stories ever. I watch that shit at least once a month now, just because it's so fucking.
Didn't you guys say that was me?
I mean, I just know it has the same.
Yeah, one of you fuckers was like, dude, that's.
I brought it up because I'm like, this is some shit that you would do. That's it. This is something that if, you know, given the opportunity. I know that I was totally flattered by that compliment. This is something a joke. It's super, super fucking funny, though. I always love his, like, at near the end of that, where he's just like, come on, man, I'm on a roll. Bring on the next guy. It's cool. FBI, yeah, I'll hit another level. I'm on a roll. Let's do this. God, this shit was so fucking funny, man. No,
I just love his face. That's another one. Like him and Bernie Mac, like you can see they are in that moment. In that story.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I love Jim. I'm going to have to go watch him tonight after I find South Park.
Yes. Long live Pete. Like, oh no, that's a big no no. You're supposed to answer the phone. No, oh, I'm telling you. Oh, yeah, this is Paul from the hardware department. How may I help you today?
Muammar Gaddafi.
Douche. I mean, yeah. Firing six Libyan missiles into Sears hardware
department. Fuck all your craftsman tools.
Tools. Yeah. Ka-choo, ka-choo, ka-choo. All your craftsman tools and all your... If I do that too loud, the possum might assume I'm trying to assert my dominance.
I watched the rundown today. That's where that came from. He's asserting his dominance. Asserting his dominance.
That movie's so fucking funny. Goddamn Christopher Walken.
They got my tooth. Concept.
Yeah, they got my tooth.
Okay.
Little bastard. Oh, my God. Have you guys not heard of the Tooth Fairy? All right, so this is what happened. These little these bastards stole my tooth and then shit on my windowsill. I was like, I don't know who wrote that, if that was Christopher Walken just being Christopher Walken.
It's just all him.
Oh.
It's no different than earlier when he's talking to Dwayne. And he's all, funny. Old guy walks into your house, and he's rummaging in your fridge, and you steal his food. You're that guy. You're in my fridge. What the
give
fuck?
Him my food. Or when he does the thing with the whip, he's like, wow! That's like super
wow!
Wow!
Yeah.
Have they heard of the Tooth Fairy? It was like one of those moments where if he was playing a character in that movie, he broke character right on that line of, do they know who the Tooth Fairy is? Do they even understand me right now? These fucking natives. Do they understand what the fuck I'm saying? Do you speak English? Do you know the Tooth Fairy is? Oh, God. Oh, I have to just watch clips of him.
You still have to. I want you to, after we hang up the phone, I want you to get on the YouTube machine, and I want you to go find Jim Jeffries' Al Pacino bit.
I'll have to do that tomorrow, because the moment we get off this, I'm going to walk to my house and go pee.
It is so fucking hysterical. And then the next thing, here comes fucking Pacino. He's like, what do you know? A couple of fives. What? You're five. What? Five.
Math. What?
Chino. All right, I'm walking past the possum now. It looks at me, it sees me again. All right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't see you, you little shit. Stop that.
It's coming right for me.
It's just chilling there. It's acting like it's a statue.
Charge him.
Trying to assert its dominance. Yeah, no, I'm going yeah. back to my house so back I can eventually go pee and go to sleep. Goddamn South Park. Fuck him to death. Oh, I can't say that too loud. That echoed again.
Say it louder. Louder.
Louder. Lovely. Nope.
And your phone's going to shit. So before you take another step.
Nope. Is it? Hello?
Take two steps backwards.
You take two steps forward. Wow, it's been like almost 90 minutes on this part. Fucking it's almost midnight.
All right.
I'm almost out of ladies, battery, too.
Ladies, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is Christian Ballard and Cyber signing off for another exciting episode of This Is Why They Hate Us. Go check your...
Hi, Nicholas! Yeah, yeah, and yeah. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is...
Yay!